Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon. Roger Cook is all but confirmed this morning as our next Premier. The race to replace Mark McGowan has gone from 3-1, with Transport Minister Rita Saffiotti backing Mr Cook late yesterday to secure the role of Deputy. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson has pulled out of the contest, saying it's in the interests of unity and stability. Frontbencher Stephen Dawson says his left faction is confident of a strong team moving forward.
We've made a decision about what we think is best for Western Australia, so our support is for Roger Cook as Premier.
So Roger Cook will now face a final vote of Labor MPs on Tuesday and will then visit the Governor. The AFL racism probe into Hawthorn has wrapped up, but First Nations families are expected to take the case now to the Human Rights Commission. Senior coaches Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and former Hawks staff member Jason Burt may have been cleared by the AFL, but that doesn't mean it's over. Footy chief Gil McLaughlin says Hawthorn could still face punishment.
Well, that'll be a decision for the General Counsel and or the Commission, but obviously, there's a broad range of rules, whether it be conduct unbecoming or bring the game into disrepute or whatever it is. I'm not preempting it, but I'm certainly not ruling that out.
The teenager accused of firing three shots at a Two Rock school is back in court today. His bail application had to be delayed yesterday so a mental health assessment could be completed. It's alleged the 15-year-old targeted Atlantis Beach Baptist College a week ago. And an historic free trade deal between Australia and the UK kicks in today, relaxing trade and visa arrangements between our countries. In sport, the West Coast Eagles hold the ace card going into today's AFL mid-season draft. They have pick number one, and they're likely to select forward Ryan Marrick, the 193-centimetre Victorian, telling Seven he's proud of his elite kicking skills.
My main weapon, my main strength is my kicking ability, so I've always been a pretty natural kick, my field kicking as well as my goal kicking as well.
New South Wales and Queensland go head-to-head in State of Origin 1 in Adelaide tonight, and a major upset at the French Open, world number two Daniil Medvedev losing his first round match in 5 sets.